good Lord. Some will crumb me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
In case you guys are wondering why I played his song before this episode, just know that I am obsessed with this song and I want you guys to be obsessed with this song. The inspiration for this music is my friend Favour. She always plays the music before her podcast. In case you're wondering the name of her podcast, Conversation with Faye, it is very interesting. You guys should go and listen to it. Well, that's beside the point. So I could not post last week because I was so busy with application, applying for job, applying for schools, different things. I was trying to sort out my life goal and everything, so I had no free time to post anything last week, but I promised to post this week because I saw something really irritating online last week and I was like, I'm going to talk about it. I need to complain about it. I need to talk about how there are a lot of sick people in this world that need to be, that need to be flushed out. So stay tuned. I promise today's episode is going to be very, 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 very interesting. Tweak, I saw something online. A man was recording his daughter, his underage daughter, like posting indecent video of his underage daughter. Basically, it was just child pornography. And what did the Nigerian police do? They said they were going to call the father and cancel the father. Guess what they posted? It was the father that did it though, but they found a way to blame the mother. I'm not saying the mother is not out of blame for this thing, but like, they're holding the mother alone responsible for what happened to the child. They posted a wanted list, she's wanted. They posted it on social media, how she's a wanted woman, like if anybody see her, she report her to the police station, blah blah blah. And it made me sick. The Nigerian police is not holding this man accountable for what he did. What he did was fucked up. It was very, very fucked up. He was not held accountable, but they found a way to blame the mother for everything. It's so sad and sickening where in Nigeria where women are like being held to a certain standard and men are just allowed to frolic around to do nonsense things, and the punishment for this man is counseling. Like, we live in a very, very sick world. Very, very sick world. Because, I kid you not, if it was a gay person in Nigeria that did this, if it was, like, he did not even do it, maybe it caught him, he will be in jail for like 6 months. But this man, basically a pedophile, is allowed to roam around the streets. It's so sad, like the kind of country like we're in, or the kind of world we are in, because I don't think this happens alone in Nigeria, and nobody, and everybody's complaining and the police is still not doing anything about it. It's telling us how they will call the man for questioning, to counseling. Like, at what stage we as a society say enough is enough, this is not good, this is like a bad thing, we need these men or these individuals who do this heinous act to be held accountable for once in their life? But then again, they can't even be held accountable when our leaders are similar characteristics. Like, how can they be held accountable? Holding them accountable means holding our leaders accountable, of which our leaders, like, corruption has eaten deep into the society that our leaders cannot be held accountable. And it's so sad. it's so sad because this man is going to do this to, if not his daughter again, he's going to do it to another person. Do you like imagine how many victims he has? Because why would you as a human being take a phone and video your daughter naked and post it online? And you think you're a sane person? You are not. You deserve to be in the mental hospital. You deserve to be locked in prison. And this brings me to my point. So yesterday, I was having a discussion with my sister. We were coming back from church, and we were having a discussion about how like everybody in power has the opportunity to like influence the society, have the opportunity to speak out against something wrong going in society. Like, I kid you not, in churches today, or the churches I've attended, let me not generalize, the churches I've attended, never have they raised an issue about rape, about sexual assault. They keep recycling the same old messages. And I'm not saying it's bad, but we need people to talk about rape. We need people to talk about sexual assault. We need people to talk about how women are being treated in society. We need people to talk about how child labor is happening in the world, and nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about how you should be a good daughter, a good wife, a good this. And at this point, it makes me sick. At what point will we as a society say enough is enough? These people need to be held accountable. At what point will people in influential position, like clergymen, say, okay, I have the podium, I can talk about it. I can talk to young boys that do not touch women without consent. I can talk to young girls that you are enough. I can talk to parents and tell them that treat your children equally. It's not really that hard. It's not really that hard. Imagine if one person does it, and that person does it, and that person does it. I think the society will start changing. But when topics like that have been frowned upon in the church, or in places where you are supposed to talk about it, and you're not talking about it, because I'm telling you, I've never like listened to like a sermon about how men should not touch girls without consent. Most sermon I hear about relationship is how women should be submissive. They are so obsessed with us being submissive. Men should be submissive. Men should do this. Women should take care of their husband, take care of their household. Nothing about the man. Only if the man is supposed to provide for the house, provider. It's so sad. I remember, I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast, when I used to go for, I think I talked about it last week, how I used to go for like all these fellowship, all these organized events in church, and they're always teaching women how to be homemakers and men how to be like be good businessmen, entrepreneurs. And I was like, what if we want to be business minded people, women too? What if? I think that the society again does not even ask women what they want, and like assume a lot of things, that this is what you're supposed to do. You came to this world with a cooking manual, you came to this world with a cleaning manual, you came to this world with giving birth manual. Like, it's your sole purpose in life to have a child. It's your sole purpose in life to get married. It's your sole purpose in life to baby your husband. Like, it's sad. But that's not even the point I'm driving at. The point I'm driving at is, if we are in an influential position, if you are in an influential position, like a pastor, for example, talk about things like this. Talk about problems in the society. Talk about rape. Talk about assault. Talk about corruption in government offices. How parents should treat their children. Talk about how the need for mental health. Talk about things like that. But no, they recycle the same message every time. Recycle it. And at a certain point, you'll be like, if the person that you feel like is an influential position cannot talk about it, what are you going to do about it? What is the victim going to do about it? The victim will feel like, if I go and report this issue to the police is not going to do anything because nobody will be at my back. Nobody will back me up. Like, in this situation, the police is saying they are taking the man for counseling. In the same country, this man is supposed to be put in jail for child pornography. And he's supposed to be blacklisted. He's supposed to be a registered sex offender. In the same country. And nothing is being done about it. Nothing. All Nigerians can do is complain on Twitter. That is all. Nothing will be done about it. Because, I kid you not, if the police say they'll take actions, actions will not be taken. The least they will do is take the mother, find the mother, beat her, and let her go. And the father will, like, get counseling. That is all. Our priorities in this country makes me laugh. Because, I'm telling you, if a policeman sees a queer person now, that person is like gold for them. They will deal with that person. They will arrest him. They will put him in jail for just being a queer person, for just existing. But a pedophile will breathe, live on the street, frolic, and look for another victim to fall victim to. And it's so sad because this pattern has been in existence for right from time immemorial, and it's not ending. It's even becoming worse. When are we going to say enough is enough? When are we going to say we don't want this anymore? We don't want this. When are we going to hold security officials accountable for their actions? When are we going to do that? That's what I keep asking myself. When are these people going to allow us women to breathe? Because even as a child, you can't even trust yourself in presence of your father. That is how I give you an example of what happened to me recently. So I went to throw the waste in my house, and some boys were trying to, like, I'm telling you, I was wearing a full shirt, and I tied a wrapper skirt long to my ankle. You know, some boys were trying to touch my boobs. It is so bad that even if you talk about it, they'll say, what were you doing there? What were you doing? A victim blaming. Now they're blaming the mother of the child. Why can't we hold both parents accountable? It's so, like, when I see things like this, when I see things and talk about it, it makes me sad because little is going to be done about it. The world is not going to change, or Nigeria is not going to change, because our leaders are not even good people, and they are not going to put good people in the police force to stop some of this nonsense. So the cycle continues and becomes worse. I just hope that we as a society will find a way to hold these people accountable, to say enough is enough, we can't take this anymore, our daughters need to be protected. And that's all. Thank you so much for listening to Jemima Views. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.